Hello and welcome to the March 7th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by two members of our podcast team.
Hello, I'm Sue Romero.
And David Wolbrecht.
As well as our special guest, Carly Pasikonis. Welcome, Carly.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. And you're here to talk about CERT training.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's exciting. But before we do, here are the topics we're covering this week.
Lots of info. Be aware, it's daylight saving time coming up.
It's that time.
So don't be like me, forget to set the clock and then show up an hour early somewhere. Also, you'll want to register for Park's spring and summer rec programs, tips on avoiding tax scams, and how to check for vehicle-related recalls.
Oh, that's important. Good to know. Some other announcements, including Kirkland Fire encouraging young women to participate in the annual Camp Blaze this summer. Our next upcoming CPR class, an opportunity to save money, like $8,000, like real money, folks, on heat pump installation, and an upcoming jobs fair for Parks.
Oh, that's exciting. Plus, a recap on Tuesday's city council meeting.
All right.
We have a lot to talk about there. But first, our big story of the week, my friends, our amazing Kirkland police, in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies, recently arrested three people believed to be part of an organized retail theft ring.
Sue, tell us about that.
Yeah, this was a big deal. So those three that were arrested, responsible for stealing $80,000 in merchandise from retailers here in Kirkland and also all around the greater Seattle area over the last several months. So this was a really big deal.
Yeah, and as we all know, organized retail theft has been a concern for businesses, not only here in Kirkland,
everywhere.
The region. Yeah,
everywhere.
Like across the country, really. And tackling these crimes continues to be a priority of the Kirkland Police Department.
Yeah, so well done.
Woo!
Well done, Kirkland KPD. Police.
Yeah, keeping us safe.
Keeping us safe. So be ready to help save a life and learn CPR. Kirkland Fire has another CPR class scheduled for March 18th at Fire Station 22. And the first one was a huge success.
It was packed. Yeah, it was so packed, in fact, that Sue...
How packed was it, Sue?
Well, we mentioned last week, so 25 people maxed out the seating. So, Sue, you were actually able to kind of accelerate the next class, which was originally scheduled for April.
Yeah, we're going to wait a couple of months, but
we have to do it this month. Well, pre-registration is required for the CPR class, so get on that right now if you're interested.
Yes, 25 spots.
Yes. So the last meeting of the Kirkland City Council was on March 5th. Here's a sum of what happened.
On the business agenda, council authorized the issuance of a bond, which is basically just taking out a loan, for fire station renovations and the Transportation Benefit District safety projects for students, families, and workers.
Council also received an update on the progress of the Urban Forest six-year work plan.
Super cool. Tree nerds out there, you'll want to check that out, of which I am one. And also, council proclaimed March as Women's History Month in Kirkland.
Which was an awesome
It was very nice.
If you could take a peek at the video of the council, it's really worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Prior to the business agenda, the study session included an update on the Cascade Water Alliance water supply negotiations.
And they had a first briefing on the guiding principles and housing element policy as part of the 2044 comprehensive plan update.
Very important. Basically covers everything and everything for the next 20 years.
And finally, the council recently reviewed and discussed the results of the community survey about a community pool at the council retreat last Friday, March 1st.
That's right.
Now, based on that prior discussion at the March 5th council meeting, the council directed the city manager to return on March 19th, the March 19th council meeting, with a resolution for council consideration.
Yeah, now this resolution would formally conclude exploration of a 2024 community pool ballot measure and would outline other next steps related to this need in the community. So you can review the survey results and other feedback that the council considered on the city's website at kirklandwa.gov/parksballot.
So that's kind of the decision moment, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And they're going to put it in a resolution and tell the community what they're going to do.
Exactly. Yep.
And council meetings are always streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and on the city website. Except we should note Facebook didn't stream this meeting due to a technical glitch. So we'll be back online for the next meeting.
We'll get that figured out, Sue. Mm-hmm. We will get that figured out.
Absolutely. Somebody will.
Yes. Somebody will. Somebody that's not me.
Right.
So it's time to spring forward. I know.
Yes.
I know.
Don't forget. Where,
it's not like we have enough sleep to begin with.
I know. It's my least favorite
thing.
Overnight transition of the year. Yeah.
So daylight savings time begins Sunday, March 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this weekend. So to avoid that panic moment when you get in the car Sunday morning, set your clocks ahead by 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Also a great time to test your smoke alarms and change batteries if needed. Mm-hmm.
And update your emergency home kits. If you have water, pour it out, refresh it with some new, and anything that might be expired, make sure to backfill that and add it to your kit.
Good winning idea. Tip.
Winning tip.
Mm-hmm. Bravo. Thank you, Carly.
Thank you. So, hey, everybody, are you interested in leading a summer day camp, perhaps?
Oh.
Or maybe becoming a lifeguard?
Oh, hey.
Well, our Kirkland Parks is recruiting for summer positions at the March 30th job fair.
Yeah, you can meet the current staff, hiring managers, and apply for open positions right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Keeping our parks beautiful and our programs exciting takes a very dedicated and passionate staff team. Maybe you'll be one of us soon. Mm-hmm.
And these are really, really great jobs. I can tell you, I had money in my pocket when I was in college because I was a lifeguard over the summer. Oh, yeah. I love being a lifeguard.
Wow.
And then I did a corollary, which I don't really think we have up here, which was an ice guard in the winter.
Like is that
ice
like guard a referee?
Yeah, no, you skate around and free skate.
Oh, and just like make sure people aren't checking each other? Got it. Okay.
So the lifeguard positions, we have wonderful beaches here.
They're really great.
Oh, yeah. And they're not, it's not like the coastline of an ocean.
Right.
Like when I chose mine, I took the 5-foot pool. I didn't need to go on the
pick your battles,
the
Jim.
Edge of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And anyway, they're great jobs.
Wow. Well, if you're interested, come on out March 30th at North Kirkland Community Center. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. Well done. So speaking of parks programs, registration for spring and summer programs opens March 19th at 7 a.m. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to be waiting for that.
Yeah. So we talked about this last week, but set your alarm. Be prepared. Make sure you change your clock so you're prepared at the right time.
And be sure to update your KirklandParks.net account with your most up-to-date info.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do that today so you're not delayed later.
Yes. Get ready. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a theme, Carly. Be
today.
Prepared.
It Hopefully is. Hopefully every day,
every
too.
Day.
Right.
So the Kirkland Fire Department is set to participate in the annual Camp Blaze this summer.
Yeah. Camp Blaze is...
What is Camp Blaze, Sue?
So cool, actually.
Sounds cool.
I wish they had Camp Blaze when I was a teenage girl. Mm. Okay, so Camp Blaze is a free week-long summer camp. This is specifically for teenage girls ages 16 to 19 to be introduced to what it's like to be a firefighter.
That is cool.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
So it sounds like they learn leadership and team building.
Mm-hmm.
Live fire training.
Right. Wow.
That's a big deal.
They get
that's
to really do good. All the fire things.
Jeez.
Like,
yeah.
Vehicle extraction.
Oh, my goodness.
Working with live fire. Yeah.
Handling a fire hose.
Yep.
Ladder climbing.
Search and rescue. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So if you know a young woman who's interested, Camp Blaze is accepting applications through March 31st.
Excellent.
Awesome. Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So quick question, team. Do you know where to check for vehicle-related recalls?
I do. Anybody else?
I didn't before right now.
I know, right? It's Vehicle Safety Recalls Week.
Woo!
And actually, this is really serious. Every vehicle recall is a big deal and affects your safety.
Right.
Like, how many of us have gotten those letters in the mail? Your vehicle is under a recall. Yeah. I'm like, check pile later.
Well, that's right. But in 2023, there were 1,000 recalls for vehicles, car seats, tires, RVs, and other equipment.
Yeah.
Affecting more than 34 million vehicles across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And yet millions of recalls go unrepaired every year.
Yeah, right, because people don't think it's a big deal, but it is a big deal.
So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is the place to go to check for recalls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a link in the show notes, and we're really urging everyone to be proactive.
Hey, yeah. Right?
Go prepare. To the link,
mm-hmm.
be prepared,
mm-hmm.
Carly.
Yes.
And see if your car is on a recall.
And if there is a recall, you can usually get it fixed for free.
Yeah.
Because
it's not your fault. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. So it might be Vehicle Safety Recalls Week, but it's also, wait for it, tax season.
Oh, so much going on.
Mm-hmm. So we've got some tips on keeping you safe from tax scams.
Yeah, so be aware of phishing and smishing.
Smishing, David?
Smishing. Our writers are the best. I didn't know about this before now, but that's text fraud. So SMS, I think, is the smish. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, so they'll... Scammers will try to scare you into giving you account or giving away your account info.
Mm-hmm. The IRS generally contacts people through regular mail, so it takes a little longer. But taxpayers should not be getting unexpected emails, texts, or like social media posts from the IRS saying, hey, send me some money because you owe me. No, they won't do that.
They won't do that. So report scams to the IRS. More crime prevention tips from the Kirkland Police is also in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be proactive about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be tax season, but we want to make sure you know of some big bucks you could be saving by switching to a heat pump.
That's right. So you could get up to $8,000 by making the switch.
That would be $8,000.
8000.
Yes.
By making the switch with Energy Smart Eastside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heat pumps are fully electric and highly efficient. Mm-hmm. So good idea.
Don't wait for an emergency or a heat wave. Act now.
Act now. So we have a couple of upcoming events for you to check out.
Yeah, Sparks has three more March beautification events, so come work with Parks management staff to weed, plant, mulch, and much more.
Also have the cool business pitch competition.
So cool.
Live pitch finale.
Yeah.
Happening Wednesday, April 3rd at the Kirkland Performance Center.
So come and hear businesses pitch their ideas for a chance to win $5,000. And I actually did get to teach one of the classes, and it's really, really, really a wonderful group. There's a great diversity in businesses. They're super engaging. I have no doubt that these pitches are going to be super fun to hear and learn. You learn about some great new business ideas and awesome. Come on down and watch the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to our five in five.
Mm-hmm.
That's five questions in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, jury's out on that one, Jim.
Yeah.
With a special,
sometimes a little bit more. With our special guest, Carly Pasikonis. Welcome, Carly.
Yay.
Hey. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Now, Carly, you're an emergency preparedness coordinator.
I am.
Could you remind us what you do? Because you've been on the show before, right?
Mm-hmm. I have. This is my second time.
All right.
Hopefully, we'll see you in the future.
The repeat?
I heard the jackets are coming.
Jackets are out.
She has a swag request.
I'll stay on the list.
For the third visit, swag?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Yeah, we're working on that.
In the meantime.
That's an idea.
As an emergency preparedness coordinator at the city, I work with the community to share information so they can be knowledgeable and prepared with skills and information before disasters happen, and then know what to do for themselves and their loved ones when they do happen in the short term and long term, and then what it looks like in the longer frame of recovery.
So, Carly, before we get into the CERT program and some of the other cool things you're here to talk about today, what are you doing for fun these days?
Oh, me? Just me? Recently, we've been getting ready for some trips this summer. We had to replace some old gear that we had. So we've been doing living room campouts.
Oh, fun.
To see if we can sleep on stuff that we have before taking it backcountry.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And it works out well that doing that is knowing we can have fun in the backcountry, regardless of weather and whatnot, and sleep through the night, but also helps to complement skills for preparedness, even in the city, because what we recommend having for preparedness supplies is basically just camping at home.
Yeah.
So if you can be comfortable in your living room or outside or backcountry, you're going to be more than set and prepared to support whoever's in your home.
You know, that's just a wonderful tip. And it's interesting because not to, you know, be constantly thinking about our pitch competition, which I do. But there is a corollary to that class, which is something called the minimal viable product. Like build something that's minimal, but sufficient to give you the experience so you can learn from it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what you're doing in the living room, right? You're laying there saying, okay, is this working and how do I make it better, right?
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Cool.
You're always thinking about emergency management, even when you're thinking about fun.
Well, my partner recently was like, oh, I don't think we have enough food. Not stuff that's delicious that I want to eat for 2 weeks. I was like, okay.
So I'm going to go in the kitchen and grab something.
He's looking online. He's trying to figure it out. He's like, okay, I think we might have up to 1 week, but he works out more than I do. Yeah. So he needs to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would be like, is there enough cookies?
Right.
Sorry. So thank you, Carly. So Carly, you're here to talk about spring CERT class. Tell us about that.
CERT is Community Emergency Response Training. We do a lot of hands-on activities and training. So there's disaster first aid, utility shutoff learning, fire extinguisher use.
Yeah.
Camp Blaze. You can get it here in Kirkland, right in your home. And real-time practice with all those and teamwork and a lot of building communication skills.
And so who can sign up for this awesome training?
This is for our Kirkland residents, and you have to be over 16, or if you sign up with an adult and you're at least 16, you can be in the class.
Okay. Now, this is a curriculum, right? It's a formal curriculum, and when people complete it, they are certified. Right?
They get a participation certificate.
Yes, they get
a certification.
Oh. Yes, they do.
And as part of that, it's not just a certification, David.
It's a hard hat.
It's a hard hat, which I covet, by the way.
Yeah, well.
And it's a celebration, right? They come into the council?
Yes. Yeah, we do a recognition the day of after their final drill, and we will also be attending the council meeting that follows that Saturday, so they get recognition at the city council meeting.
So cool.
It's really cool because they all walk up and give high fives to the council. Now, you have these classes, so what you're doing is just building resiliency, right, in our community. Mm-hmm. The more and more folks that go through this program, the deeper our bench becomes about folks that are prepared, right?
And can assist other people as well.
Yes.
Be that force for doing good for the most number of people you can when something goes wrong.
Yes, yes. So what should our community members know about preparedness if they can't attend CERT training?
That it can be made easy, that you can use supplies you already have in your home. And we break it down into four steps.
Tell us.
Yes, that is make a plan, build a kit, be informed, and get involved.
Good stuff.
Okay.
And now, we have videos that highlight all that.
That's a win. There is a space then on the city's website we could put in the show notes where you can just click and see your four-point plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, please.
We'll do that for sure. So, Carly, thank you. Before we move to our super fun trivia, quick question. Sure. What are you watching, reading these days?
Listening to?
Oh, yeah. I started a new book recently, and it has a long title, Crisis Change and How to Lead When It Matters. You're It.
Oh.
And stop. Emergency management as your fun thing.
Your fun reading.
It's about leadership when you're the person who has to make decisions and when you're in the hot seat. Wow. And it's from some folks affiliated with the National Preparedness Leadership Initiative. Okay. At Harvard,
Jay. Oh, boom. There you go.
Well, well, well.
Well, that sounds awesome, Carly. Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
I'll let you know next time I'm back.
Yeah.
Awesome, please.
Because you will be back.
That's right.
So, Carly, can you stick around for our pop quiz?
Of course.
Our multiple choice trivia. So one of these answers has a go bag, while the others are left empty-handed, which means we just made them up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so option A, more than half of parents do not have a designated meeting place in case of a disaster.
That sounds problematic.
Problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And true.
Click the link in the show notes. Option B, the Puget Sound region is one of the safest in the country and really only faces threat of earthquake and flooding.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that all?
Yeah, Carly's like... Option C, I may not be able to recall a family member's phone number right now, but when the adrenaline kicks in during an emergency, I'm sure I'll be able to recall it instantly.
Sure. Yes, that's how adrenaline works. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And memory. Yeah. And fight or flight. Yeah.
Yes. That's kind of counter to the theme of the show.
Oh, hint. That's hint. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go, I mean... B, like it does feel generally safe here, but yeah. I feel like there's other threats besides earthquake and flooding. So I think I'm going to go with A. But
I'll go with C because my sister's number is right on the tip of my brain. There.
Yeah, just give me a little bit of a like.
Sue does adrenaline well. I mean, she knows adrenaline.
Hey, there you go.
Well, the answer, of course, is A. Having a designated meeting place is one of the easiest and most important preparation actions we can still do, so we need to do that.
Yeah, and you can even designate a meeting place today.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure it out. But did you know?
What?
Our region is one of the more hazardous in the country. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the city of Seattle has identified 18 hazards, including landslides, windstorms, and a little bit more in the human realm, terrorism.
Yes, and I see Carly nodding her head.
Yes.
Yes, you kind of knew that. Well, thank you, Carly, for being on the podcast a second time, and we look forward to a third.
Me too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to sign up for the next CPR class at Station 22. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that does it for this week, my friends. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Chris Peterson, and Kate Ryan for their behind-the-scenes magic. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Our next episode is March 14th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.